Dr. Robin Felder put 183 people on a salt-free diet and monitored their blood pressure for 7 days. He then gave the same people a week of meals high in salt and was surprised to find that only 1 in 4 responded with an increase in blood pressure.
25% of individuals are salt sensitive, and about 11% are inverse salt sensitive, and everybody else sits in the middle.
In other words, for most of us, salt is not a problem. And for 11%, a diet low in salt actually produced high blood pressure. Felder's team then did a genetic analysis of about a dozen people from the study and found a marker for those who were at risk.
There was a gene that individuals who were salt sensitive possessed that set them up for being salt sensitive.
Finally, scientists took genes from salt sensitive people, the ones who got high blood pressure when they ate salt, and implanted them in mice.
That's our next paper, which should come out very shortly, that we actually put the genes into a mouse, and lo and behold, we have a salt-sensitive mouse, a hypertensive mouse, and a normotensive mouse.
Felder is now working on educational materials for doctors and hopes to educate parents so children who are at risk for high blood pressure can be raised on a diet that won't lead to heart disease and other complications. I'm Sandy Houseman.